Good morning, fantasy baseball. My name is Tony Cicada, and we're here on a Monday morning. I hope you had a great weekend. My weekend was full of activity, working out, craziness. Now I got a rash on the side of my leg, right next to my family jewels. Nice rash there. You touch it, it oozes and smells good. Yeah, what a way to start your weekend. Welcome to Good Morning Fantasy Baseball. My name's Tony Cicada. We're here Monday through Friday breaking down everything you need to know to get you ready for draft season. And as we go along the fantasy baseball season. Now, I'm going to start out today with a guy that I want to draft. And I watched him this weekend on one at bat, and it was impressive. And the reason why it was impressive was in today's baseball, we have a lot of talk about the shift, right? And the shift's ruining baseball, right? We get these guys moving over, half the field isn't covered. And the logical explanation on how to eliminate this shift is to beat it, and then they'll stop the shift. But no player goes that way. I've seen so many comments from players where I'll just hit it over the shift. You know, it's like the macho adult softball league, which drives me crazy. So I'm watching the Seattle-Texas game this weekend. And Joey Gallo has the third baseman playing shortstop, and no one's over there. And he just takes a pitch on the outside, and you could tell purposely goes to left field with it. It was beautiful. And he gets on base and he eventually scores. And I'm saying, man, I like Joey Gallo this year. I mean, last year we saw Joey Gallo, who was notoriously, if you listen to any of the other shows, and you guys can go ahead and wherever you're getting the show and download the rest of the shows, I mentioned Adam Dunn in one of the podcasts. Joey Gallo was the modern-day Adam Dunn. 206 batting average, 2018. 209 batting average, 2017. And then last year, we saw the all-star Joey Gallo before the injury. 253 batting average. So I'm saying, man, I like me some Joey Gallo. And Joey Gallo's going in the 80s right now in the NFBC average draft, 82 overall. He's been drafted as late as 116, as early as 37. But then as you get deeper in the numbers, it's hard to latch on to that 253 and say that's going to happen again. The guy struck out 38% of the time. It was actually up to its highest point in strikeout percentage than when he hit 205 and 208. So you say, oh, Tony, maybe he's doing something, you know, different. Maybe he's pulling the ball less. No, he pulled it more last year. And pulling the ball when you miss usually leads to strikeouts. He pulled the ball 52% of the time. And hits into that would hit into the shift on balls that don't go out of the park. 2018, 45% of the time. In 2017, 49% of the time. So you saw him go up there. And then he said, Tony, well, maybe he's taking it to all fields now because, you know, you were talking about how great he looked going through the shift. Last year, he hit it to the opposite field 20.9% of the time. 2018, when he hit his 205, 23% of the time in the opposite field. And it goes on there. So the only number that I see better for Joey Galloway is batting average. That's the only number that I see better. Even pitches last year, threw him the same pitches in the past. 49% fastballs he saw. 45% there. So it was a little uptick, but not enough to go up 50 points in batting average. The slider, 20% of the time. In both 2019 and 2018 that he saw. And then the curveball last year went down a little bit that he saw. He saw that 11% of the time. and 14% prior to that. So these are numbers not to move up your batting average 50 points. So as much as I want to like Joey Gallo, as much as I want to put him on team, I think I have him on one team out of all my drafts. Like, he dropped to the hundreds at one point. It was a 12-team league, and I think he dropped to the ninth round. I'm like, damn, that's 40 home runs out there. And if this guy ever hits 250 again, he should be a second-round pick. Maybe a first-round pick. But it's just not looking good at the 250. Not looking good at all. I just see no numbers that support that. And that makes me a little sad because I want to like Joey Gallo. And here's the thing. Last year, he worked at changing a lot of his batting stance. The Rangers, of course, had new coach and staff. Chris Woodward came in, and I talked about how Nomar Mazara didn't work out. Even though they did exactly what he wanted to, the numbers didn't escalate. The numbers did escalate for Joey Gallo, and they love what he's doing in Texas. So let's see how it plays out, but I don't see it at 250 again. But does it have to be 250? No. I would take a 235, 240 from Joey Gallo, right? And pick him at 80 overall. But if I get down to 205, that really, really, really is going to hurt your team's batting average overall. And if you get 600 at bats from something I don't want on my team. Now, I'm going to talk to you guys about all. Before I do that, I'm going to hit up the Houston Astros pitching battle. We talked about Josh James in an earlier podcast. And Forrest Whitley's a guy I told you that's not going to make the rotation coming out of spring training. No matter how good he pitches, they'll throw him down in the minors a little bit more. But I talked about Austin Pruitt, Josh James, and Framber Valdez. Well, Framber Valdez struck out three batters over two scoreless innings in Grapefruit League action. Looking good there. But last year, of course, a 5.86 ERA, a 1.67 whip, which drive you insane. Insane if you got 30 starts of that. Well, if a guy has a whip of 1.67, he's never going to make 30 starts, especially when they have some talent there in the pitching department in Houston. Now, I want to give my friend, the legend Lenny Melnick, a little credit because he is a one that says in auctions, if you like a DH, so if you are a Yordan Alvarez fan, and I'll tell you what's funny about Yordan Alvarez, he's the one player that no one says, will his average go down? Will his home runs go down? Not stealing signs? Because he was only there for 369 plate appearances. A lot of what you're drafting this kid on is what all the scouts say, and his dominant numbers at AAA in 2019 as well, with a .343 batting average and 23 home runs in 253 at-bats. Do people realize that this kid, Yordan Alvarez, in 2019 hit 50 home runs, 50, 5-0, and batted .320? That's insane. So, according to the legend Lenny Melnick, and I've tested this back in the David Ortiz days, here's what you do if you play the auction format, is that you guys, when your first nomination comes up and you want a Yordan Alvarez, put him up there first. Now, a lot of you play guys in auctions, put up guys that you don't want early, and you try to get people to spend money. Here's the thing. If you want Yordan Alvarez, you put him up first because nobody wants to commit big dollars to the DH position before they have anybody at other positions. So you're going to get this guy for his true value or less. And what are you going to get? You're going to get a complete stud, right? You're going to get a middle of the batting order batter that can hit 35 home runs, hit you 300 or at least 280 in this Houston batting order. So if you're in the auction format, Yordan Alvarez, you make it your first nomination. Everybody's got mine coming in. I'm going to get a pitcher. I'm going to get two outfielders. I'm going to get a shortstop. Nobody says, I'm going to get a good utility guy. Nobody. So take the advantage of that and go for it early in the auction and throw him out there on your first pick if you're a Yordan Alvarez guy. And the same can be true with Nelson Cruz of the Minnesota Twins. Nelson Cruz is an enigma, man. This is a guy that had all the talent in the world and couldn't make his mark until he turned 27 years of age in Major League Baseball. Now he's put together an unbelievable 14-year career in Major League Baseball. It's still going strong. He's 39 years of age. 39 years old. He's living in the Northwest where it's very cold and frigid and hot on the bones. But this is a guy that I'm ending up with a lot of my teams. Now, a lot of people don't want utility-only players, and this goes back to the auction too, because they'd like to have that space available and you can throw in, you know, anyone in your lineup. When you get a Nelson Cruz, a Yordan Alvarez, that's it. They're in there. But look at the numbers you're getting from these guys. They're absolutely killer numbers. I guess the question is, how long can Nelson Cruz keep it going? Starting to see more and more players make it to the end of their 30s, into their 40s. Athletes definitely take better care of themselves than they had in the past. Last year, he had 120 games, 521 at-bats, hit .311 and 41 home runs. How is this guy not going to hit 30 home runs and not have a good batting average, and he's going to knock in 110 RBIs? I mean, the only way he doesn't do it is if he is not healthy. But eventually, you're going to see guys like this fall off the table. But he's a guy that you can get for power and not hurt your batting average and also the utility position. If you get into an auction situation, and Yordan Alvarez is a young kid, and a lot of people these days follow these minor league players, and they all want their first crack at him. And if you're in an auction league and it's a dynasty format or a keeper league, yeah, people are going to go after Yordan Alvarez. If you're in a keeper league or a dynasty league, no one's going after Nelson Alvarez because he's 39. And it's a mistake because I want to win this year. I want to win every year. Absolutely get this guy on your team. It's Tony Cicada. There's your breakfast in the morning, a little fantasy baseball. We're here every Monday through Friday. You've got it there. Joey Gallo, Yordan Alvarez, Nelson Cruz, and Framber Valdez. See you on Tuesday.